If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56steve.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, and let's begin the week's warnings with some advice for people who want to help victims and families impacted by the crisis in Israel. What do folks need to know, Steve?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Just like with any disaster, any calamity or conflict in the world, there's always the scammers that try to take advantage of the situation. And, of course, this time is just happening as well. So we want consumers to be careful, give, but give wisely, and make sure you do the research if a charity does call you. It's always good to remember, Bob, a legitimate charity will want your money today. They'll want it tomorrow, next year. The scammers always want your credit card right away. And you have to ask a few questions, like, can the charity get into the affected area in some way? And, you know, clothing and food, everybody has these local drives, but it may be impractical to get that. And sometimes relief organizations are better equipped to obtain what is needed. And so the BBB, under our website of give.org, we have a list of charities that meet our standards that are actually can help the victims as well. And the list is on our website there for consumers to look at and see if they want to donate to these organizations that would help the people out there.
Good advice. Check it out, BBB.org. And now we have the Halloween pop-up stores, and people need to be careful where they shop, though, don't they?
They do, Bob. You know, every year it's a perennial problem. These stores pop up in malls, gas stations, on corners, and you see them everywhere. And then all of a sudden, November 1st, they're gone. So what happens if something is defective or you need to bring something back? You have to find out about those organizations before doing business with them and always ask the refunds and exchange policy, because it's a privilege, not a right. And some of those stores have just no refunds at all. That's a final deal. So if something is wrong or something you need it to return it, they won't take it back. So be careful on those. They pop up all over the place, and make sure you make sure they're a true business and they have a way you can contact them after Halloween.
What is the Better Business Bureau recommending people take note of for this Cybersecurity Awareness Month through October?
Well, since 2004, Bob, the President and Congress have declared this month of October as Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And really, it's this dedicated month for the public and private sectors to work together to raise awareness of these scams and the importance of cybersecurity. I mean, Bob, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when your identity will be stolen, and a lot of it happens online. And there's four quick ways, steps to take necessary protection. Is always use strong passwords that are long, random, and unique, and upper lowercase, everything like that. It might be a pain, but in the long run, it can save you from somebody breaking into your system. You know, turn on multi-factor authentication, and that's when it asks you to provide you, it texts you and asks you for additional code. It's a little pain in the, but it actually protects you for that, by giving you an extra layer of security. And the phishing emails, Bob, we talk about it quite often, and don't click on those phishing emails that you get that you think is from your local bank or a friend. Click here for more information, because they can be going to malware and spam sites, and you don't know where they're going, so you have to be careful. And if you think it's coming from a legitimate company, call the company or go to the company's website directly. And one thing, Bob, everybody fails to do is update their software time and time again on your phone, on your laptop. You need those security updates. That's why they kind of do updates every other day, it seems to be, all the time now. I know the iPhone just had a recent major update as well for security. It's important to keep track of that and make sure it's on auto settings, so it does it automatically. Sometimes consumers forget to do that, Bob, and it can be very dangerous to your systems.
If you get one of those phishing emails, should you report it as junk? What do you need to do?
Well, it's important. Report it to junk to your carrier or your email provider, Bob. And so, but we don't want you to click on the link where it says, we'll take you off the list. Click here, because those may be from scammers. And if you click there, you might be putting malware or going to their website itself.
Right.
So, So your own carriers, your own email system, yes, mark them as junk. But don't follow links where it says, you know, click to be removed from this list.
Got it. Steve Burness, thank you. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Have a great day, Bob.